We made it, guys! It's the end of another season, everyone is mostly intact, a good chunk of the populace has been thoroughly beaten over the law-dripping slab of logic, and, well, all I really have left to say is, thank you. Sincerely, thank you to the cast and crew of ACT4 for making me able to do this show for another season, to my listeners for all their support and input, and of course, to this big, beautiful planet and its never-ending fountain of material to yell at. I'm serious, for all your flaws and your uncanny ability to raise my blood pressure so high that my nipples start shooting bullets, fuck, I wouldn't trade it for anything. That said, I'm off now. Time to take a break, gather new material, and make next season even more totally awesome. See you on the other side. Oh, for the love of...
It is time, Feminist Red Wolf. You have spent your year at the expense of your soul. Now prepare yourself as your...
Oh no, we are not going through that again.
What?
That! I mean, come on, we're ending the season on this gag again? Look, buddy, we all know the drill. You come in, say my time is up, and I go, oh no, please give me another chance. We bargain for another year, rinse, and repeat. Fair. I know you're trying to run a business here, but this is an entertainment program. You're starting to make me look one note here. How do you think this is gonna look later? We've still got a Christmas special coming up, a season premiere, and I'll probably do another episode where I correct mistakes while pretending I was faking it all along. How the fuck do you manage this model anyway? If everyone can get out of hell just by going to an easily revisable, non-binding contract, you're really cornering yourself for abuse here, Mephisto.
Fan!
What?!
Thank you, damn! I just came by to tell you, I'm suspending your contract indefinitely.
Now you listen to me, and you listen for one gosh darn pay-picking, really?
Well, let's just say you got quite the fan base down there. So big, in fact, that they insisted I keep you alive to do more rants. I would just drag you down to record there, but the acoustics are admittedly...
Oh!
Yeah, pretty big names, too. Genghis Khan, Caligula, Aunt LaVey, Amelia Earhart...
Wait, she's down there?
I know, right? I was as surprised as you are. Point is, you're off the hook as long as you can keep this up. For now.
Gosh. Thanks, I guess.
Indeed. Unfortunately, that means you'll have to give back the X-ray vision. It was on loan to begin with.
Oh, wow, that's kind of a shame.
And the Ark of the Covenant.
Well, I wasn't using it anyway. Much.
And alas, I couldn't remove the Tokyo Surprise Clause. I talked to the lawyers, it's airtight. Has to happen one way or another.
Yeah, I have been wondering about that. What is it? Oh, sh-